am, Crystal.
Coming to you live from Napa.
From lead coordinator from MVP Days. And this is Dave Cola, Microsoft MVP, technical evangelist, and author. And today, as
wine connoisseur, as you can see,
we are coming at you from Napa. Today, actually, I'm going to step out, and we're going to bring in...
Where is Napa?
California.
All right, and what are we doing down here?
Tasting wine.
Exactly. We're on the road trying to find some experts that we can talk to. And we were lucky enough, while we were tasting wine, to come across an expert. So today we have a very special treat for you guys.
And I'm going to step out and actually let him come in here, and Dave's going to have a quick chat with him. Here, take this.
All right, so I have to hold this. Okay.
You'll be able to see on the screen.
Does this thing work?
Is it there? Are we still live?
Hello?
I think we're still live. All right. So.
Hello there.
We have with us here today the one, the only, the amazing Chad Dixon.
Thank you, Dave.
And so Chad, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
My name is Chad Dixon, as David just said. I'm an IT manager for the Yavapai Prescott Indian Tribe that's way out in Arizona.
It's got to be pretty hot there.
It gets warm.
Yeah.
But see, everyone thinks it's like Phoenix, right? Cactus and desert. But we live at 5,000 feet, so it's a very mild climate.
That's awesome. So so let's talk a little bit about your guys' infrastructure that you guys have. I understand that this bug is flying.
That fly really likes you, dude. You're sweet, man. You must taste like wine.
I think so. So why don't we talk a little bit about your guys' infrastructure that you guys have? Because my understanding is that you guys do quite a bit of work with Microsoft and specifically Hyper-V.
We actually do, yeah. We're a relatively small shop. Think of us as like a small municipality, you know, government infrastructure. And with that, for the last 8 years, my team and I have been building out several Microsoft services. We started out with the usual Active Directory services, Exchange services, so on and so forth. And we actually dipped our toes into the Hyper-V pond way back in server 2008 days.
So that was
like version one, right?
So you guys have been using this for a long time. A
very long time. It was a proof of concept, standalone server stuff, you know, running some virtual machines. And we thought, wow, this is great. Because we'd heard that there was nothing else in the world except, I'm not going to say the V word, but the other V word. But we really liked it. We kind of expanded it. We grew it into a multiple host centralized storage program and put it into production.
So
it's been great.
So you guys have really seen from starting as an early adopter of Hyper-V, you guys have really seen a lot of those new features coming with every single version.
Absolutely.
That's come through. So you guys must have been pretty excited when Microsoft introduced the capabilities for live migration.
You know, it's funny you say that because that was one of the first things. It was 2008 R2, I believe, was when that was released. And it was great to be able to brag with our rub shoulders with the other V guys and say, yeah, we can move our machines too without any downtime. And what's interesting about that is I still run into colleagues today that have not been evangelized on Microsoft, and they still believe that that's only a different hypervisor solution.
Wow.
So.
Well, hopefully some of the work that we do here can help spread the message and kind of the good news on, you know, Hyper-V, and, you know, that is a viable solution for businesses today. So you guys run all of your production workloads on Hyper-V today, correct?
Absolutely. We do try to do our best to adhere to best practices. We still have a few physical servers, the main controller specifically, so that you can ensure a recovery if there's ever a problem with your virtual machines. But yeah, otherwise strictly everything is running on Hyper-V. All of our workloads, SQL servers, finance systems, Exchange, SharePoint, the whole gamut, you name it, is running virtualized right now.
And from our conversations last night, I understand that you guys have recently made some big changes in your data center, introducing some flash technology into your data center. And, you know, what kind of impact has that had on your guys' business? And do you want to tell us a little bit about what that project looked like?
Sure. I'll take you back a little bit further. I mentioned we had a multiple host with centralized storage solution back in the earlier days. And what we found is a lot of the centralized storage solutions were really, they're a bottleneck for I.O. Unless you spent, you know, let's be serious, you had to spend millions of dollars to get enough disks to have the I.O. you would need to make a workload still perform as if it was on a standalone machine.
Yeah.
We've gone through several iterations of our hypervisor form, and at one point when we actually went backwards in a sense, we went back to when Server 2012 R2 was first released and we had shared nothing migrations, we actually decided to take a step back and run everything on standalone hosts and just do, in a sense, live migrations or storage migrations to do shared nothing migration.
Do you know that's actually one of my favorite features,
is
the shared nothing live migration.
It's spectacular.
Changes the game for what you can do.
Absolutely.
So how was your performance on your existing Hyper-V farm at that point in time? Were you guys finding that, you know, you were kind of pushing the limits?
Well, when we moved back to the standalone hosts, what we found is we gained a lot of performance back from moving away from centralized storage. And the only, you know, really, it's kind of it's a little bit of a compromise, because if you have a host with a problem, you do have to worry about those machines migrating, and they take a little bit longer than if it was, let's say, a CSV, right? But we then ran across this new technology, this new, we'll call it trend called hyper-converged solutions. And we're basically there's some manufacturers that are taking hosts and storage and compiling them all together in one, we'll call it one appliance,
yep,
and presenting that back to the hypervisor. So it's direct attached storage in a shared cluster being presented to the hypervisor. And when we saw that, we were just like, oh my goodness, this might be the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. And so we started doing some research. We reached out to a few different vendors. There are some that say that they support Hyper-V and some,
yep,
don't. And we actually ran across one. Oh, am I allowed to say their name?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. So we ran across Grid Store.
$20 for an endorsement deal. There you go.
We ran across Grid Store, and what was interesting is they were the very, very first company we ever ran across that said, we actually have built our solution around Microsoft, around Hyper-V. We actually live in the parent partition, and we were just blown away by everything we started learning about Grid Store. We were blown away by their architecture, by their we'll call it their focus on a market that seemed to be kind of left out in the cold, in a sense, because everyone supported the other V hypervisor. And Microsoft was kind of like, well, yeah, there's solutions that can work with Hyper-V, but GridStore was the first one we ran into that says, we actually have built our solution for Hyper-V.
And so that's a pretty bold move by a company like GridStore, where they would take and spend, you know, 98-99% of their research and development around a Hyper-V solution. It's kind of a bit of a dangerous gamble, because, you know, you're really hoping that, you know, the wave of adoption of Hyper-V keeps coming from Microsoft. And if it doesn't, then, you know, it's going to be some trouble for the organization. But from what you've been telling me is that everything that they've done for the setup, the design, the configuration for, you know, their hyper-converged solution really has been, you know, what they've said. You know, you can take and you can basically deploy the solution in a matter of hours in your data center.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what did your initial deployment look like? Was it a smooth process? Was it a smooth transition?
We actually took a rather lengthy amount of time demoing their product. We tried a few different solutions. They have traditional, what they call capacity nodes. They have what they call hybrid nodes, where they introduce flash into the storage array. And they had just released, near the end of last year, they had just released an all-flash array, you mentioned earlier.
Yes. Yeah.
So we had messed with their other, the more, those called their original designs first, and then when their flash array came out, we asked for a demo unit of that. And Dave, I can't begin to tell you how amazing that this all-flash solution was.
So what kind of performance change did you see between your workloads that were running on, you know, your traditional infrastructure in your data center compared to moving to this all-flash infrastructure in the data center?
You know, it's really interesting when you compare the various ways of doing it, right? So most shops in production would never run any VMs on a standalone host, right?
Yep.
Most of them are going to say, hey, no, we have to have redundancy, fault tolerance, so they put them in a centralized storage solution. So we take it back to that. Jumping from centralized storage back to where we went to standalone hosts using shared nothing migrations,
yep,
we saw probably, I'd say, you know, 50% increase in performance, right? Because you're just getting away from the networking bottlenecks and,
yep,
everything. And we thought, man, this is pretty good, you know, pretty darn good living on the host with direct attached storage. But I tell you what, when we migrated some machines from our direct attached storage production servers onto the all-flash hyper-converged array from GridStore, dude, boom, like another 50 to 60% performance jump easily.
Wow.
Easily. We're on the big workloads.
Did your end users actually notice?
Absolutely.
Did you have people coming in and
Absolutely.
Saying, you know, what did you change in the data center?
I can't tell you how many, the reduction in the number of calls of people calling in the morning saying, hey, I've tried to log into in the system. Those have gone. They disappeared.
Yeah.
No more delays, no more latency going on in the back end. And on top of that, we have some pretty strict maintenance schedule that we keep on a monthly basis, and we had to really schedule and script everything out when we would do these maintenance schedules to ensure that everything went down correctly and brought everything back up correctly. And it would take several hours to get this done. And what we've noticed now is we've reduced that from probably anywhere from a 4 to 6 hour event to, like, I mean, it's 30 minutes, Dave.
Nice.
30 minutes.
Well, and I was telling you that, we've actually worked on some automation solutions around that to help you out even a bit more in the data center, where we would take and we would be able to fully automate that solution. So, right here, somewhere around here in my hand, right here, you're going to see a URL coming up for our patch solution. So it's at patchsolution.codeplex.com. It's 100% free. It's available, super easy to set up, and we built this for organizations like yourself where you needed a way to automate that patching in the data center and, you know, really save yourself time, because realistically, yourself as an IT manager and somebody that's, you know, having to chip in and help support this infrastructure for a smaller organization, your time is better spent helping the business, figuring out, you know, what direction things need to be moving. Well, that's fantastic, Chad. Thank you very much for taking the time to sit down with us here today. Yeah. Beautiful backdrop here.
Oh, my
here
goodness,
in
people, are you looking at this? Woo! It's amazing. Amazing.
It's a rough life as an MVP, let me tell you. All right, thanks.
Pack it up.
Is that it?
That's it. That's all you need?
One take.
We'll do one take, I told you.
Just...